Today's Tanya for the 15th of Tishrei is in Igeret HaKedesh, the beginning of letter 22, Simen Chav Beis. It's on Daf Kuf Lamed Dalet, Amud Aleph, and the number at the bottom of the page is 518. This is an excerpt, a part of a lengthier letter that the Alter Rebbe wrote, in which he establishes rules for people coming to see him privately for Yechidus on a certain schedule and so on, and then asks that people not consult with him concerning physical problems, health and making a living, sustenance and so on, because in his humility he felt that he wasn't qualified to answer and to deal with these kinds of questions. We see, however, that the early Hasidim continued to consult the Rebbe concerning physical problems, and the Rebbe did answer, in fact, and this behavior, this conduct, is based on a letter that the Alter Rebbe himself wrote before he passed away, in which he mentions the closeness and the empathy that is created by this consultation, by being informed and being aware of the physical problems, family problems that people have, that this creates a bridge and an empathy between them. It's also apparent from the letter itself that the Alter Rebbe meant to instill a feeling of humility in the people who are consulting him concerning these problems by writing this letter and by making these statements, as we'll soon see. Chav Beis. Ahuvai achai v'zeyai, my beloved, my brothers and my friends, me'ava misatezes, out of a hidden love, techachas megula, and of a revealed rebuke, lichuna v'nivachcha, come, let us debate. Zichru yemeis elam, remember the days of old. Binu shneis devadeis, understand and consider the years of previous generations. Ha'isa kazeis mi yemeis elam, was there ever in history such a case? Va'aye eifei matzose minigzeh, and where do you find this custom? Be echod mikol sifre chachme Yisrael harishenim v'achrenim, in all the writings of all the sages, the earlier and the later sages. Li yes minig vasikin, where do you find this ancient custom? Lishel be'et hagashmiyis kedos ma'laseis b'inyonei ha'olam hagashmi, that one should ask advice concerning physical things to know what to do in physical worldly affairs. Even the great sages of Israel, the early generations, like the Tanoim, the authors of the Mishnah, the Amazoyim, the authors of the Gemara, even they were not consulted concerning such things. They, for whom all matters were revealed, no secret was kept for them, from them, Unihidin lohein, and it was bright to them, illuminated, shvilin derekia, the paths of heaven. So the paths of heaven were clear to them, and even they were not consulted concerning physical advice, worldly affairs. Kiim leneviim mamash, only the prophets themselves were consulted concerning mundane affairs. Asher hoyu lefanim b'Yisrael, in the past, in the history of the Jewish people, the prophets like Shmuel Hazayin, Shmuel the seer, Asher holach elav Shaul lidvei Hashem al dvar aseinei shenevdu l'aviv, where we find that Shaul came to consult with Shmuel to find out where the donkeys which his father had lost, how he is to find them. And he asked Shmuel to help him in this. So only the prophets themselves, were in a position to give advice on worldly things. Ki be'emes, because in fact, kol inyanei adam, all affairs of man, levad medivrei Torah v'yirat shamayim, except for Torah and fear of heaven, einam musagim rak b'nevuah, are can be known, can be grasped and understood only through prophecy. V'lei l'chachomim lechem. And as the expression is, there is no bread to the wise. The bread goes not to the wise. Which usually means that just because you're smart doesn't mean you're going to be rich. But here he's saying that all lechem, all physical, worldly, mundane needs are not available, meaning not known to the wise. Wisdom does not help. Why? Because all affairs of the physical world are all in the hands of heaven. It is all predetermined by divine providence, and therefore wisdom will not help. With wisdom, you can't know what is meant to be by divine plan and by divine decree and so on. For this, you need prophecy. Chutz miyira shemayim, the only thing that we can know, the only thing that is up to us to determine, and therefore we can grasp it and know it, is the fear of heaven. V'shiva dvarim mechusim, etc. And the Gemara says that there are seven things that are concealed and withheld from man's knowledge. And among them, ein odom yedeya b'mam istakir, a person doesn't know what pursuit, what business, what venture is going to bring him success, is going to bring him a profit. Umalchus beis David masei tavir, and when Mashiach will come and the house of David will be restored. These things are not available, are kept from the wise. Wisdom does not help. Hine hushru zelozeh. So we see that in those seven things that are concealed from man, we see that making a living and the coming of Mashiach are equally concealed. Umashikosu b'Yeshaya, and what it says in the Novi in Yeshaya, Yeyet v'chacham chadoshim, an advisor and a teacher of teachers. So we see that he's not only a chacham, but also a yoyet, an advisor, which seems to imply advice in worldly things. V'chein ha'shomer rizal, v'nen imemenu eitza v'tushiyah, that the wise are beneficial to others. They provide counsel and salvation, eitza v'tushiyah. So here again, there seems to be implied the ability to give advice in worldly things. So the Rebbe says that that's not referring to worldly things, it's bedivrei Torah. It's in matters of Torah. Hanikra Tushia, that is sometimes described as Tushia. The Torah is called Tushia. Kemay Merazal, as the sages say, Yoyet, Zeshi Yedeya La'adashanin, Ulukveya Chadoshim, that an advisor means not someone who can advise in worldly affairs. An advisor means someone who knows how to establish a calendar, how to organize the year and the months and so on. Shased ha'ibur, when to establish a leap year, is called the eighth of the seid v'loshen teizah. This knowledge and this ability to calculate the months and to establish the leap years, this is called in teizah Eitza and Seid. Kedisa b'Sanhedrin, daf pei zayin, ayin sham b'pirush Rashi. As it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and consult there or see Rashi's commentary. So the Rebbe is saying that the ability to answer concerning physical worldly affairs is something that is restricted to the prophet, because it is all by divine providence, and you would have to be a prophet to know what is intended to be and what is meant to be and so on. And without that, you really can't give advice on worldly physical things. And so the Rebbe is asking not to be consulted on these subjects. But as we said earlier, the custom of Hasidim is that the Rebbe is consulted, and that's probably because the Gilui, the revelation of the level of Chassidus of Torah and of the level of the Neshama, of the Yechida of the Neshama, contains this ability that was once restricted to prophets. It is contained and included in the Gilui, in the revelation of the level of Chassidus. The Hayyim Yom for the 15th of Tishrei, the Rebbe writes that when you give your lulav and etrig to someone else to make the bracha over it, you have to actually state that you're giving it as a gift with the intention of having it returned, and particularly on the first day of Yontif. And this is a benefit both to the giver and to the receiver. My father instructed that we should start saying the Shehecheyanu bracha on the lulav while holding the lulav in one hand and the esrig in the other. The psukim ki amarti, etc., are said only on Hoshana Rabbah. During the day, when we make kiddush during Sukkot, we say leishiv basuka, the bracha, leishiv basuka after kiddush, and not after the mitzi. The custom for the birchas kayanim, for the duchaning, was already mentioned earlier on the second day of Shavuos, and we know that Rebbe writes that the Alter Rebbe used to take the Tzemach Tzedek prior to the Tzemach Tzedek's marriage. The Alter Rebbe would take him under his talus for the duchaning.